Guys, my name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week, I would say a critical spirit. Y'all, Labor Day, I'd normally be like way drunk back in the day. Thanks be to Jesus. Truly, I can say I have a new life in Christ. It was just another day to get drunk is all it was with an excuse that time. I'm so thankful that I have a new life. So regeneration is this one-year walk with God in fellowship with others. And so if this is your first time here tonight, which we probably, there's probably 50 people that it's your first time here, we just want to welcome you especially on a Labor Day. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's a holiday, it's raining, there's like all these reasons that you're like, I probably don't want to come, but I'm so thankful. And I know that if you're here, no matter where you are, first time to last time before commencement, the Lord has something great for you this evening. You're not here by accident. So I'm a father, I've got three kids, and one son in particular are like almost, he's 4 and a half, Hill. Man, he is relentless, like wears me down, psychological warfare every day. Can I have this? Can I have this? Why not? Can I watch a show? Can I watch another show? Can we have movie night? Can I have popcorn? Can I have M&M's? Can I have Sour Patch? Can we go on a Midnight Marauders, which is code for like, can we go out late for ice cream? Like, I mean, just like finally you're like, oh my goodness, son, get in your room. It's like, it's really, really hard and I lose my cool. And so recently I said, hey, Hill, I'm not going to raise my voice anymore. I'm just going to spank you. Because when I raise my voice, I'm sinning. But when I spank you, I'm not sinning. So from now on, when you disobey, you're getting spanked. And I tell him this phrase, and yeah, don't judge me. The Bible says spank your children. It actually says to use a rod. So, you know, my hand, I think I'm doing all right. So I'll say, hey, Hill, here's the deal. Either I spank you, or the world spanks you. And he's like, what do you mean by that? And I'm like, well, he didn't say it like that. He's 4 and a half. But he's like, why would the world spank me? How would the world spank me? I'm like, police officers will spank you. Judges will spank you. Teachers will spank you. Random strangers will spank you. And I'm not talking in a weird kinky way. I'm talking like they will hurt you when you disobey. If you disobey out in the world, you will be hurt. You will be spanked by the world. Or your daddy can spank you and you know that I love you, right? And he's like, yes, dad, I know you love me. I'm like, so it's better for me to spank you, right? Yes, dad. And so recently, he got a spanking. I mean, it hurt my hand. It was so hard, which maybe I did sin in that one. But he said, I hate spankings, dad. I hate spankings. And I said, then don't disobey. When you disobey, you'll be spanked. It's like, I always disobey. I can't stop disobeying. Satan makes me disobey. And I said, you can't blame it on Satan. He doesn't make you disobey. And he said, yes, he does. He tells me things in my mind, and then it goes down into my heart, and then I disobey. And I was like, dude, that's actually like profoundly theologically true, but you're still getting spanked. I was like, that's crazy. Maybe you are saved. And like that's from the Spirit. I said, he can't make you do anything. He can tempt you, but he can't make you do that. That's your choice if you disobey. I said, Hill, do you love me? He's like, yes. I said, then obey me. I was like, wait, where have I heard that? I think that's in the Bible. And I heard God whisper in that moment, like, really? Do you love me? Then obey me, John. And like all these parenting parallels that just like cut me to the heart. And so we're going through this and I said, Hill, look, it's like this. I said, I'm going to spank you every time you disobey from now on. And he said, I wish you'd show me grace. Yeah, right? Like 4-year-old trump card, gospel trump card. I wish you'd show me grace. And I said, Hill, if I do, then I'm in sin. Then I'd be sinning against God. And he's like, why? I was like, the Bible says to mommy and daddy, if you disobey, that we spank you. If I don't spank you, then I am sinning against God because I'm being disobedient. No joke. My son goes, I understand. Lunges for me, gives me a hug, and says, Dad, you saved my life. Crazy. Proverbs 23, verse 13 and 14. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him with the rod, he will not die. Punish him with the rod and save his soul from death. Like, I don't know how it happened other than God, but something clicked in his little 4.5-year-old mind, and he realized my daddy's disciplining me so that I don't die. And y'all, we got a heavenly father who disciplines us so we don't die. Because what does sin lead to? Death. I have experienced it so many times in my life where I pursue that which I think is going to please me and give me life, and it brings death to me, to my relationships, to my body, to my work, to my mind. It brings death in the moment and even can eternally, if you've not trusted in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. Sins brings death. And thus, through Jesus, we have a heavenly Father that disciplines us through many circumstances that we sometimes don't even correlate to it being him. But because he loves us, he disciplines us to save our soul from death. Because he loves us. Because he loves us. And so here at Regeneration, we have an opportunity to confess sin, to pray for each other for healing, to repent from it, to turn from those very things that'll mean death. Because, look, discipline's not pleasant. Nobody likes getting spanked by their dad or by their heavenly father. And so God's ways are good. They lead to life, the full, abundant life. I'm sitting here looking out at some of my friends that I know they've been disciplined hard by the Lord. I mean, it's like see individual faces and I'm like, yep, yep, yep. Hold up a mirror, yep. And I look at those faces and man, I see a peaceful harvest of righteousness. I can tell you names that they have been disciplined by their father and their lives are now shining examples of the transforming power of Christ. And it's so good. That's what happens here at Regeneration as we turn to our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Spirit fills us, leads us into life abundant, and your life will never be the same. You're going to